Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Barn swallows are wonderfully acrobatic flyers. They have to be to capture enough insects to feed fast-growing nestlings. Mark Seth Linder watched a pair of the small birds take on the huge task.
Beneath the sheltering overhang, barn swallows tend their young. Both parents share the work, though it is more than work, it is obsession. From first light and widening circles, they head out in search of food. The effort is continuous. They sweep and glide in giddy arcs, made more magnificent by contrast to their tiny size, sharp blue wing and rounded umber chest flashing by. The skill, taking insects on the fly, is a combination of what can be taught and what took 10 million years to learn. Every sortie begins and ends at the nest. A dull construction made of spittle and mud, it clings to the place where it was built, as stuck as glue. Inside, the baby birds, barely feathered, wait noiselessly until a parent appears, then cacophony. The chorus of their little voices is like the grating of sand on glass. So it's one to the brood, and two down the hatch, and three off again, and even then that gob is never full. When the parents leave, the babes jockey for position. This particular pair of swallows have a tendency to feed their offspring from the same direction, right to left, moving along that always hungry line to each in turn, which only encourages the strongest and most audacious to switch on subsequent feedings from first place to second, then third, and finally fourth for all the extras he or she can glom. The parents are fooled only some of the time, but there is always one a little larger than the others. If politeness counts, it is not here. Meanwhile, the ones not fed righteously bellow, each louder than their fellows. And it goes like this all day, and it does not stop till dark, for even in twilight, when a minuscule prey is that much more invisible, still the parents strive to feed those toothless sharks they bore, whose only word is more. Swallows, if they dream, must dream of gaping mouths. Though they bear their burden in silence, I think that they would comment if they could. They just don't have the time. Such is nature's trick. Parents spend the coin of their lives, that progeny will survive.
Mark Seth Linder writes a syndicated column called Salt Marsh Diary. To see some of his photographs, go to our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Annie Glosser and Lisa Song. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, the Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers, more at rockfound.org, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.